This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. LA's trains and buses are facing a big increase in crime. Last year, there was a nearly 25% increase in violent crime like murder, assault, and rape. In the first few months of this year, there has been a large increase in people dying of drug overdoses, mainly fentanyl. It's not unusual in some train stations to see people shooting up or smoking drugs, even during rush hour. And that's one reason fewer commuters are using public transportation now. Ridership is so low, one city councilman called it Metro's existential crisis. Rachel Urango wrote about this for the LA Times, where she covers transportation and mobility. Welcome to Press Play, Rachel.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. All right, well, let's just set the scene. And you began your piece at the MacArthur Park station, which really is the worst one, right? It's been described as the epicenter of this crime and drug problem. What did you see?
When I initially got there, we arrived with my photographer, and there were police out there detaining people. I think there's been a real effort to beef up security. But there were a lot of people hanging out in the plaza even before we descended into the subterranean platform, just out there smoking or, you know, looking around for folks. If you go around the corner, it's an open air drug market. I mean, there are people using and gathering and, you know, gathering together, taking drugs. And it's not unusual to see that at that station.
And you followed one guy, Matthew Morales, and just describe what he was doing on the train.
Sure. So I met Matthew up on the plaza level, and he told us that he was looking around for other people to use fentanyl with. And what I've been told is that sometimes users will, quote unquote, match with somebody. So they'll take fentanyl together so they're not alone. And he agreed to go with us on the train and do what he was going to do anyway. He was going to go smoke a little. So we went down the train station and he found a chair on the last train and he smoked. When I initially talked to him, he seemed very present. He didn't appear to be very intoxicated. He wasn't even that jittery, but by the time we got in the train, he had really devolved, and it was very heart-wrenching to see him.
Yeah. So he went into kind of an opiate slump or something like that. What was the reaction on the part of the people who work there in Metro? Were there workers there who saw him, and what did they do?
That day, the conductor glanced and just walked by. Talking to other operators there, I've heard that this is something that they're accustomed to. And that it's not unusual for them to see it, especially on the red line, which I think is really the heart of the problem for Metro, at least. It's the first Los Angeles subway line, and it's the one most frequently used. And it's also where they've seen the biggest problems.
And the red line goes from Union Station to Hollywood. How busy is it with commuters?
It's pretty busy. I think that line itself has about 20, or that station, I should say, has about 22,000 daily boardings. I don't know the exact number for weekdays for the full line. But certainly Metro is dealing with a drop in ridership that was brought on by the pandemic as people stayed at home and didn't have to go into city centers anymore.
So this is mainly a problem, the crime problem. It's mainly a problem on the trains. What's happening on the buses?
I don't think they're seeing those same numbers. And it's a little bit more complicated to track too, because the trains, they track per station. And the buses, they're not doing that. And I just don't think they have the crime numbers that they do on the rails. And the rails are like, just generally, they're an attractive place to people who might want to be riding for a long period of time. You know, if you just think about it, right, getting on a rail car, it's quieter, you're not as having as many bumps, people aren't coming in and out as frequently, there's not stops, it's just a different environment than a bus.
Yeah. All right. So what you're talking about in terms of the crime and the overdose deaths, that's mainly happening in the train system, not so much on the bus system. So is this happening throughout Metro, or is it pretty much concentrated on the Red Line?
Well, there's overdoses throughout the system. But in terms of instances of crime, I think that the highest instances of that is on the Red Line. So I was telling the numbers before we got on. You know, there were 4 homicides on the Red Line last year, 7 instances of rape. I mean, these aren't huge numbers, but they're also, you have to consider what you're looking at. When you look at aggravated assaults, there was about 174 and about 303 instances of reported battery.
So with these increases, what is Metro doing? I know it unveiled this ambassadorship program recently, but these ambassadors are not police officers.
No, they're not police officers. And Metro is really struggling with how to deal with this. It's a political body. It's a 13-member board that is made up of the supervisors, Mayor Karen Bass, who's going to have 3 appointments on that board. And what they've largely done is they've relied on law enforcement, and it's created a big backlash among some social justice activists who say that law enforcement unfairly targets writers of color, you know, that they're often, you know, that they were citing people for things like fare evasion, things that can stick with you and become problematic for the largely poor ridership that depends on the Metro. So Metro created an ambassador program. The ambassadors are meant to help people feel secure, help guide them places. And that's still rolling out. So we'll see how that works out. I mean, definitely when I was out there, you did see that the ambassadors really helped people who may not feel secure, who didn't know where they were going and so forth. But there's not much you can do about people who might be using drugs on the system or who might be passed out. I mean, even the law enforcement is really limited in what they can do. And I think that's really the conundrum for the Metro Board.
Right. With the larger picture being that Metro wants to get more people riding, especially in anticipation of the coming World Cup and the coming Olympics.
Sure. And also, I mean, Metro and the state of California are trying to reduce greenhouse gases. And there's only one real way to do it, and that's to get people out of their car and not driving as much. So the importance of public transportation is going to play in that. It's going to be really crucial. And if they can't get people to start taking the train, the bus, whatever it is to get out of their car, then they're going to be facing other hurdles down the road.
Well, Rachel, thank you. Thank you for your reporting.
Thank you.
Rachel Urenga covers transportation for the Los Angeles Times. Coming up, Lily Tomlin is here. She'll talk about her long working and personal relationship with Jane Fonda.
So I said to Jane one day on the set of Grace and Frankie, I said, I'm going to call Paul and ask him to write a movie for us. He called and he said, I've got an idea. It just starts out, you know, with one character saying to another, I'm going to kill you.
That's next on Press Play.